Okay, so yesterday we started the, we're in the middle of the sugya of Someach Geula Tefillah, and yesterday's shiur, we analyzed in depth the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right, regarding the requirement of Someach Geula Tefillah by Marv, right? That's one of the big sugyas, at least in the Gemara, is the application of Smichas Geula Tefillah by Arvis, by Marev. As we know, on a Marayim level, is Machokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We analyzed again that Machokas and the two Deos in the Gemara in terms of whether the Nukris of Machokas is connected to Svara, whether it's connected to the Hekish. Fine. So now, let's go on to the Rishonim. Right, what is the psak regarding this very important issue of whether Smichas Geula Tefillah applies at Marv? So let's analyze this in the Rishonim. So the first mahalach, again, that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right, that Smichas Geula Tefillah is not required by at Marv. So again, which is the, I want to say Rishon, but who is the early Mefarish who paskins like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that we do not require Smichas Geula Tefillah by Marv? Rav Amram Gon, exactly, it's not a Rishon, Rav Amram Gon, again, quoted in Tosos. So let's analyze this Rav Amram Gon, let's read it in Tosos again, and let's analyze, again, the Raya that he brings, and all the implications that are going to emerge from that Raya. Tzvi, what do you mind? So again, this is Tosos, Dalet Amud Beis, Dior Masel de Amar. He quotes Rav Amram, I'll say halfway down. We'll get back to the beginning of Tosos later. It says, Miyu Beseder Rav Amram. So Adkan Divrei Rav Amram. So Rav Amram says, right, the fact that there's Kaddish in between Geula and Tfilas Arvis shows that we do not require Smichas Geula Tefillah at Marv, in line with which Amora? In line with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And okay, fine. So that's just the Raya, right? Just the fact that we say Kaddish in between, that shows that we don't paskin Smichas Geula Tefillah. But now, what's the Svara Raya, right? What's the Raya Misvara? Because the question is, why don't you require Smichas Geula Tefillah by Marv? So what's the Svara that he brings? Because we paskin. Before that, the last line, Mishum de Tefillas Arvis. Right, the key raya that Rav Amram Gon brings is the fact that we paskin Tefillas Arvis Rishus, somehow that dictates that because Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, therefore you don't require Smichas Geula Letzvila. And we need to really take a step back and analyze that raya. What is the connection between Tefillas Arvis Rishus and a lack of requirement of Smichas Geula Letzvila? Yeah.
Both.
Well, slow. We'll get there. Hold off on that until we get back. Okay. We'll get back to Urinenu, and that's going to be one of our topics for today. Let's just hold off for the moment. Oh, so this raya from Tefillas Arvis Rishus to the lack of Smichas Geula Tefillah by Arvis again assumes two distinct assumptions. Number one, the fact that you think that Tefillas Arvis Rishus is relevant to Smichas Geula Tefillah seems to assume that Smichas Geula Tefillah is a din in what? In Tefillah. Right? The fact that you're saying that the nature of the Tefillah, namely that it's a Tefillas Arvis Rishus, is going to impact the din of Smichas Geula Tefillah, is clearly assuming, taking a stand on one of the overarching chakiris of the sugya, assuming that Smichas Geula Tefillah is all about enhancing the Tefillah. Once you assume that Smichas Geula Tefillah is about enhancing the Tefillah, so then you can start saying, right, you're talking to say that, oh, maybe when the nature of the Tefillah at hand is different, is not a Chova, but is a Rishus, so maybe Tefillah, that type of Tefillah is not subject to the requirement of Smichas Geula Tefillah. On the flip side, if you were to say that Smichas Geula Tefillah is a Din in Geula, so then the nature of the Chetzah Shel Tefillah at hand would not be relevant. So that's Nakuta, that's assumption, that's Hanacha number one. Hanacha number two pertains to what? The nature of Tefillas Arvis Rishus. Meaning, what do we mean by that? So again, the fact that Rav Amram Gon assumes that because we've paskin Tefillas Arvis Rishus, that's going to impact the application of Smichas Geula Tefillah, that assumes that the Manda Amar Tefillas Arvis Rishus right, views tefillos arvus as a reshus, even after someone decides to daven it. As we'll see, that's going to be a controversial assumption. Again, this Amargon is clearly assuming that tefillos arvus reshus, that the arvus being treated as a reshus, even applies after someone decides, slash after Klai Yisrael decides to daven mar. Obviously, if you felt that tefillos arvus reshus is only relevant pre, right, the fact to say that, oh, you don't have to daven, or that it was before Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves, so then obviously that's not going to be relevant to nowadays when we before our davening Ma'ariv about whether you need to be Somech Kulu Tefila once you're davening Ma'ariv. So obviously the second assumption is that when the Mandam or Tefilas Arvus Rishus thinks that this nature of the Tefilas Arvus being defined as a Rishus even applies after we decide to daven Tefilas Arvus. Now I'd like to now get into that issue right now because we're going to point out the fact that that is not an assumption that is agreed upon by everyone. Who is the Shita and the Rishonim who holds this Yesod? That even after you decide to daven Maariv, or even after Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves to daven Maariv as a Chova, that we still view the Tefillah as having a different nature, the nature of an Adava? That's the Shita Sarbambam, as explicated by none other than Reb Chaim himself. So let's look into both the Rambams, right, three different Rambams, and Reb Chaim on the matter. So the major Rambam is the Rambam in, again, all in Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud, Halacha Vav. Anyone have a Rambam Hilchos Tefillah? David, you'll help us out? So again, let's look at Yud Vav. So halfway through the Rambam.
Yeah, Misha Nistapik.
Yeah, halfway through Misha Haya Omed.
Yeah, Misha Haya Omed, Betzfila, Beniskar, Shakar, Hisbaum, Shakar,
so what's the din? If you're in the middle of davening, and you realize halfway through, like, oh man, shoot, I already davened already. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to stop. But if you're in the middle of davening Maariv, and this happens to you, then you're allowed to continue. Very important lashon, because shelo espalo osa mitzchila el adas she'ino chova. When you had in mind originally to daven Maariv, that is aldas she'ino chova. So again, that means even after you're davening, it has the status of being ina shelchum. So we're going to see the Ravid here disagrees. All right, the Ravid here just very simply says, classic Ravid, in kan nachas ruach, doesn't have to explain, right? This doesn't make sense to, doesn't make sense. And we'll see the Kesef Mishnah is going to explain, we'll get back to this, is that, because once Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves daven Maariv, so then it's considered a chova. So therefore, post that acceptance, Mali, Shachris, and Mincha on the one end, the Mali Maariv, they're all considered chovos. Therefore, for the Ravid, there's not going to be a distinction in right regarding the nature of Arvis post that Kabbalah. But we're going to see from Reb Chaim, and we'll start right now, that Reb Chaim is going to explain that, no, you clearly see from the Rambam that even after a person decides to daven, even after Klal Yisrael accepts upon themselves to daven Maariv, Vitoras Chova, still, right, the Chepsis Shel Tzvila, from the perspective of the nature of the character and the nature of the tefillah itself, it's still considered a nedava. So let's look at Reb Chaim right now. Ezra, do you have it? So right, first he quotes the Rambam, then he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, who explains the Ravid like we just said. See in that third paragraph, the last line, the last word, it says Uladasa Rambam, after the period. Third paragraph, last, see Uladasa Rambam, Tzarech Lomar. Very important, right? So the way the Rambam understands this halacha, again, it seems to be right, the pashup shot, at least in this part, is that the reason why you can't, right, when you started davening, let's say Shacharis, right, and you started davening the Torah's chova, and then all of a sudden you're in the middle, you remember that, oh, you already davened, so the question is, why can't you just finish up as an Adava? So you're allowed to daven as an adava. Just finish up an adava. So the reason it seems to be because since half of it was started, the first half was started b'toras chova, and then when you're finishing it, it's b'toras nedava. You can't have a single tzvila, which is half chova, half nedava. That's the idea. But the arvis.
The arvis did reshus v'nedava.
Oh, so very important. So what is Reb Chaim explaining for the Rambam, right? But what's unique about Tfilas Arbis Rishus, right, is that the Tfilah, as from a Chatzishel Tfilah standpoint, retains its status as a Tfilas Nedava, even after Klal Yisrael, as we'll read the Rambam, accepts upon themselves to Davin Marev as a Chova, that Chova is only on the Gavra, right? So Chovas HaGavra, right? We accept upon ourselves a chiyuv for us to daven, but the nature of what we're davening, from the Chatzishel Tzvila standpoint, it's going to be in the Dava. So therefore it says, oh, continues Reb Chaim, that's how he explains the Rambam here. In Kevan. Right, and that explains beautifully the Rambam's psak. And therefore, even if you in the middle realize that you're already davened, you can finish Betoras Nedava, because the first half is also Betoras Nedava, because for Tfilas Arvis Rishus, that means the character, the nature of the Cheftishal Tfilah was always a Nedava. So the first half is a Nedava, and now you're going to finish it as a Nedava. That's why this is that's why it's not a problem when it comes to Arvis. But Shari Tfilos.
Shari Tfilos, now having a Chova Be'ikram.
When it comes to Shachris and Mincha, since the first half was a Chepzah Shel Chova, now the second half is a Chepzah Shel Nedava, you can't have such a combination. So the first Rambam, which really highlights this Yisod, again, is the fact that the Rambam is Machalik between Shachris and Mincha on the one hand, where you say you can't transition to Nedava for the second half, because the first half was the Chova. When it comes to Arvis, he says, no, you can finish it off as a Nedava, because the first half was also a Nedava. So now Reb Chaim is going to do, he's going to bring two other Rambams, where the Rambam Lashitoso, again, holds that Tfilas Arvis Rishus means that that the Cheftishel Tzvila is going to be a Nedava. So the other Rambam he's about to quote, let's see it inside, is the Rambam in Aleph Vav. All right, David, yeah, let's go back to you for the Rambams. So the Rambam in Aleph Vav, when he's formulating, right, the original din of Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, but Klal Yisrael have accepted upon themselves as a Chova, so the Reb Chaim is going to be Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, especially in contrast to the Lashon of the
Riff.
The Riff, exactly. So let's see the Rambam where he says, the Eint Tfilas Arvis.
Yeah,
Eint Tfilas
Arvis, Ova,
Kisvilas Shachar, Nementa, Apa Pisha, Alvin, 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 accepting upon themselves to daven marav as a chova, right? The lashon of the Rambam is v'kiblu aleihem kitzvilas chova. The Reb Chaim is medayik that they were mekabel upon themselves b'toras chova sagavra to daven marav. But says the Rambam, says notes Reb Chaim, that the Rambam leaves out what was the key line in the Riff, which we'll read in a moment. What was the key line that the Riff uses that the Rambam omits? Well, Aaron, remember that. Shavu kechova, right? While the Riff, we'll see it inside in a moment, says that oh, the Klal Yisrael accepted, right? Turned the Arvis, Tfilas Arvis, as into a Tfilas Chova. Shavu kechova, turned the Tfila itself into a Chova. The Rambam never says that. The Rambam omits that line because for the Rambam, they never turned the Tfilas Arvis from a Cheftishal Tfilas standpoint into a Chova, right? It retained its status as a Tfilas Nedava. And the chiyah that they accepted upon themselves was only on the gavra. So that's the next point that the Rambam makes. So again, first Rambam is in Yud Vav, right? The fact that by Arvis, by Marav, you can be Gomer as in a Dava. Second Rambam is Aleph Vav, where the Rambam, in contrast to the Riff, right, omits the Lashon, which focuses on the Chepzah Shal Tzfila being a Chova, because the Rambam Lashitasa thinks that they only accepted upon themselves a Chovas HaGavra. Then there's a third Rambam. What's the third Rambam? The Rambam in, anybody? Gimel Zayin. Right, the Rambam in Gimel Zayin, right, when the Rambam is talking about the Zmane HaTfila. Right, would you mind, David?
Yeah.
Let's start with Gimel Vav, and then we'll get to Zayin.
Okay.
Right, again, so even though it's Mariv is not a Chova, still, if you're davening it, you should do it in the right zman. Fine. Okay, and this man for Ni'ila is, you know, called him some of Ushkin's Chama, it's not for now. Zion. Very important, right? Generally, when it comes to tefillos, if you daven it shelo bizmano, it's completely ma'akev, and you have to be chozer. Okay, but the evet is man of shachar is alo lechatzila. It's after hanit. But the evet it is after alos. Therefore, you can be yotze with the evet. Fine. Very important. So after the Rambam and Halacha Vav said that the Zman, that the Iker Zman of Mariv is from, right, was from Tchilas HaLaila to Amun HaShachar, now in Halacha Zayin, he's saying that when it comes to certain circumstances, when it comes to mitzvos, right, for either for Erev Shabbos or Motei Shabbos, where there's a reason to daven earlier, you can even daven before the Zman. And what's the justification? Lefisha Tzfilas Arvis Rishus Ein Medaktikim Zmana. Because Tzfilas Arvis has the status of Rishus, right, we're more flexible when it comes to Zman. So clearly the Rambam is using this reasoning of Tzfilas Arvis Rishus even after, right, you're deciding to daven. That's the whole point. When you're davening, you, or it can be more flexible when it comes to the Zman, because it's Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. So we're going to see, the Rav Chaim is going to say from this, that the Rambam L'Shitaso thinks that the status of Tfilas Arvis Rishus, right, dictates that even after we decide to daven, even after Klal Yisrael accept it upon themselves as a Chova, from the Chepter Shel Tfilas standpoint, it still has the status of an Adava, and therefore you have these nafkamina, such as a midaktigan bizmana. Let's see the third, as we remind, the third paragraph in Rav Chaim, the Ayin Od, Perek Gimel. That's the Rambam just read. Oh, now the Rambam talks. Oh, that's the key, right? You clearly see from this Rambam that the Rambam invokes the din of Tfilas Arvis Rishus even after you're davening. Right, to say that even when you're davening, even when Kalei Yisrael accepted upon themselves as the Chova, it still retains its status as a Nedava, and therefore a Nafkamina for Zman. And that's exactly behind you, Kitame, Rambam L'Shitaso. It's the same Yisod. Why in Yud Vav, right, the Rambam said that you can finish the Arvis, right, the Tfilas Arvis as a Nedava, because the first half was also a Nedava. So again, what we're saying right now from all these Rambams, as explicated by Reb Chaim, that the assumption that Reb Amram Gon is making, right, that the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus thinks that the nature of the Tfilas Arvis is going to be different even when you're davening it, right? And therefore, that's why Rav Amram Gon brings a riot, and therefore says, oh, since the nature of the Tfilas Arvis is going to be different, therefore that's going to impact the din of Somech Gul Tfilah. That aligns, right, that understanding of Tfilas Arvis Rishus as having impact on the Chetz Shel Tfilah, that works out very nicely with the Rambam, as explicated by Rav Chaim. Not that the Rambam is going to agree with Rav Amram Gon, but at least that assumption, that understanding of Tfilas Arvis Rishus having an effect on the Chetzer Shel Tfilah itself, that Nekuda itself is in line with the Rambam, these three Rambams as explicated by Rav Chaim. But we should point out, not everybody agrees, right? Not the reason why there's a Mechudish assumption of Rav Amram Gon, because not all Rishonim agree. Again, let's first look at the Rif, right? Let's look at the Rif. This is on, right, Yudchasam Abayz Vitapi Arif / Yutas Amin Alev. Again, we're going to see the way the Rif, right, speaks about Tfilas Arvis Rishus. It's clear that he's going to disagree with this Yusod. Right, this is a way of just highlighting why the assumption that Rav Amram Gon makes is questionable, because while the Rambam agrees to it, not all Rishonim agree with it. So this is the Rif on Yudchasam Abayz. You got it, Shai? right? After the Rif quotes the Gemara on Chav Zayin, that we right, he didn't write the Machok is between Tfilas Arvis Rishus versus Chova. Then the Rif adds the Kaimalan.
Yeah.
Oh, that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. This is the key, yeah. Right, when do we view Tfilas Arvis Rishus? That's in the sense that you can choose not to daven at all. But once you decide to daven it, and once Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to daven it, then for Shavya Aleha Chova, you made it right into a. You made the Tfilas Arvis into a Chova. Therefore, from a you know from a Chetzah Shel Tfilas standpoint, if you make a mistake, you have to be Chozer. Right, the only reason why you don't have to be chozer by Arvis, right? If you make a mistake by Rosh Chodesh, because it's midine Rosh Chodesh of Ein Mekanchen as a Chodesh Ela Biyom. But Shemina Mina. Right, otherwise, if you made a mistake like by Shabbos and Yantav, you would have to be chozer. And same thing, yeah. Rabbeinu not, yeah. Ta'av lo espel Arvis. Right, if you skipped, right, this Tashlumim also by Arvis. So the Rif is proving that yes, although we paskin tefilos Arvis Rishus, but once Klal Yisrael, or once an individual decides to daven it, so then it's completely treated as a chovah. All right, and so the Rif is clearly understanding that once you daven, that is the status of a chovah. According to the Rif's perspective, so there would be no, you can't bring a riot from tefilos Arvis Rishus to say, therefore, oh, you wouldn't need tzvichos gula tefilah by Arvis, because once you decide to daven it, says the Rif, it's treated completely like a chova, and therefore there should be no differences, whether it be for the din of chazara that the Rif talks about, or the din of smichas gula tefila, as Rav Amram mentions. Yeah.
Is the Rif talking about like each and every time someone starts Mara, it becomes like a chova?
That's what it sounds like. That's what he's talking about. Yeah. But again, and there's also and once Klal Yisrael, and we know Klal Yisrael also got together, and was mekabel to Dav Marv, so therefore you'd plug in the same idea. Exactly, yeah. Once Klal Yisrael, that's my question, right? That's a good question. Right, once Klal Yisrael accepts to daven it, so therefore it's Shavu a Kechova. Yeah, all right.
What is starting Marv do to change it?
That's a good question. I mean, it's... You're asking, like, what's this mechanic? You're asking, like, what are the mechanics of, like... It's just saying that, yeah, meaning we're not doing the full sugya of Tfilas Arvis Rishus, but again, the assumption is that Tfilas Arvis Rishus means you don't have to opt in. But once you opt in, the idea is, you know, there's no other track. There's only a chova track. So, again, what is sort of what Adol is asking, I mean, the Rif is talking on an individual level. That's what it sounds like that, although from Dovi's question, it sounds like once you decide that you're going to daven mar, because from the raya of tov lo espal arvis, yet there's a chov for you to do tashlumim. It sounds like once you, as an individual, in your lifetime, say, "Oh, I'm a daven mariv," now it makes it into a chover for you. Sounds like forever, because otherwise, if it's just on a day to day basis, so then let's say if you skip mariv that night, so then you didn't opt in that night, but yet there's a chi of tashlumim. So it's right. I think that's what you're asking before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
If someone starts Mar before the Zman, meaning they opt in even before the Zman, like you could think that maybe it wouldn't even consider Mar, but like you do have to repeat it later, no?
So again, but once it's not like an opting in on a nightly basis, it sounds like it's, I don't know if it's like a lifetime. Again, obviously, once Klal Yisrael accept upon himself, it's not even totally on individuals. So then, Mikan Labav, which is treated as a chovah. So again, within the world view of the Rif, right? Once you're davening Marev, there's no difference from a Cheptishel Tfilah standpoint between Marev and the other Tfilahs. Yeah.
So if you say what Dovi's basically saying, then what's the diak? How do you know the Rif's any different than Rav? Meaning it's basically just like meaning you just
no, because
do it, so it's a net or whatever. Why is it?
No, because again, all the Rif's riots show that there's no difference from a cheftishel tefillah standpoint, right? Meaning once there's an opt-in, so then it's completely a tefillah chov. The Reb Chaim says it just even from the lashon kvar shavye, right? Alea chova, You made it. That's his deal. You made
the,
it.
The guy?
What? You know, you made the tefillah into a chova upon yourself. It's a little salach. Again, it's clear, as we'll see from the private. Right? Yeah, sweet. So what was what? He says it beferish. And once we have this minhag ha'olam to treat it as a chova, so now it's for everyone. Exactly. Started off by talking on the individual level, but then it clearly says once there's a minhag ha'olam to daven mariv, so now it's now considered chova for everyone. 100%. Good. So besides for the rif, who understands arvis, even within the manda amar tefilas arvis rishus as a chefta shel tefilas chova, who else besides the rif? You have the Ravid, exactly, right? That was the other side of the ledger, right? The Ravid in both places, right? Again, really quickly, because the Ravid, Lashitaso, again, argues in the Rambam in both Yud Vav and Gimel Zayin, right? So again, in Yud Vav, the Ravid, that's what we said before, said that no, even by Mariv, you can't finish Mariv Betoras Nadava. And the way the Kesef Mishnah, anyone have the Kesef Mishnah? David, you have the Kesef Mishnah?
Yud.
Yeah, on Yud Vav. Or towards the end of Vav. It says Nira Shataimo.
Yeah. Before.
You mean, even though Alpha Pesha Tfilas Arvis Haiser Rishus, even though originally it was Rishus, but Akshav Kvar Kavua Chova. Right, so he says that the Shitas Ravid is that once we accepted it as a chova, so now it is a chova. So the Kesef Mishnah says that Bidas Ravid here, and also Ravid Lashitaso in Gimel Zayin argues with the Rambam there. Right, when the Rambam says, oh, because Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, therefore Ein Medaklekin Bizmana, the Ravid basically argues and says, no, really, unless it's a Shas Hatzchak, you really should be Medaklek Bismana. And again, the Reb Chaim explains, Ravid Lashitaso. Because once there's a Kabbalah to David Marev, we now view it as a Tfilas Chova, even Mitzah the Chafzah Shal Tfilah. So then, of course, you have to be Medaktik Bismana, just like you have to be Medaktik Bismanim of Shachris and Mincha. Oh. So basically, this point is, when we're analyzing Reb Amram Gon, right, Reb Amram Gon has two assumptions. One, that Smicha Gula Tfilah is a din in Tfilah, and number two, that the Manda Amar, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, thinks that the Tfilas Arvis has a different nature as the Chafzah Shel Tfilah. And again, we pointed out that second assumption is clearly subject to Machlokas between the Rambam on the one hand, and the Rif and the Ravid on the other hand. Oh. Now let's look, yeah.
Does the Ravid say in general that Marv does Man is Dafter, or does he say specifically only in the case of Dapping Marv?
Even in those cases. Even in those cases where there might be a reason to daven shalom bizman, even those cases you should be makbid to daven bizman.
But isn't it said that you should be more homor Moze Shabbos to daven marv at the right time after today's verse and regular, maybe you could be more
makbid? We'll get back to this. We'll get back to this, Ravid, in terms of why there might be a reason to do otherwise. But the Ravid is basically saying because Tfilas Arvis is a chover from a Chafzah Shel Tfilah standpoint, so therefore you have to be medaktik in Ismanim in all cases. Yeah.
But why would the Ravid allow b'shas hatzchak to?
Just like the Rambam said by Shachris, that even though ideally it should be after Hanetz, right? B'dieved, it can be done after a loss. So we have this idea that shas hatzchak.
Yeah, it's no different than Shachris.
Yeah, exactly. You also have that there. Exactly. Good. Oh, so now let's get to the more normative mahalach in the Rishonim, that Smichas Gula Tfilah is also required at Mariv in line with Rav Yochanan. So let's go back, starting to Tosos. Okay, so let's really quickly, a little behind schedule here. So let's go back to Tosos and Dalad Amid Beis. Alicia, would you mind? So, starting the beginning of Tosos. Actually, let's skip the beginning of Tosos for the moment. He sees, like halfway through, he says, Mahalach of Rav Yochanan. Exactly, right? So what's the raya that Tosa and many Rishonim bring? What's the raya from the Shach V'Tayr that we pass in like Rav Yochanan? The Braisa, right? Well, what did the Braisa say? It said, Kori Kriyashma Mispalo. And the Gemara said, oh, Misayayelay L'Rav Yochanan. So the fact that you have this Machokis Amarayim, and there's a Braisa in line with the Rav Yochanan, with one of the Amarayim, So, classic, you know, Kol Yachra is that when the Gemara supports one of the Amoraim, so we go with that. Oh, so that's, so says Tosas, we paskin like Rav Yochanan because of the Brisa, and that's supported by the Bahag. Therefore, Vimkain.
Vimkain Yish Lazaher.
Right. Therefore, you shouldn't talk because of this idea of Somech Gula Tzvila. Then it goes to Rav Abram. Then, after quoting Rav Abram, it says Lo Nihira.
Lo Nihira.
So, what's Tosas' problem? How can you, Rav Abram, go and make this Tzlia? That if you hold a smichos gula tefillah by Marav, you must be holding tefillah's arvis chova. Because according to that, then Rav Yochanan, who holds tefillah, somech gula tefillah by arvis, must come out that tefillah's arvis is chova. And then, machlokes Rav Yochanan and Rav about tefillah's arvis rishus v'chova, we should follow Rav Yochanan over Rav. But yet, we paskin like Rav that tefillah's arvis is rishus. So there, that tzliya must not be correct. Again, Tosas doesn't explain why that tzliya is not correct. We're going to analyze that in a moment. But he says it must not be correct. Therefore, he says, V'nachon. Therefore, you shouldn't talk. Again, because we hold of smichas gula tefillah by arvis. Oh, now he's going to reference the tzliya of E. Tema. So here, right, Tosas spells it out. He breaks Rav Amram's tefila and says, no! Even if you hold the tefila's arvis is reshus, you still need smichas geula the tefila. So the question is, why not? We just had Rav Amram going, who made this tefila. We explained why that would be the case. So why is Tosfos breaking that tefila? So whenever, just from Derech Limud's standpoint, whenever well, you have something like Rav Amram, which is predicated on two assumptions, right? Assumption number one of Rav Amram, was that smichos gula tefila was a dinin tefila. And assumption number two is that tefila's arvis reshus, right, affects the nature of tefila's arvis even after you're davening it, right? So again, if you're breaking that tefila, you only have to argue with one of two of them, right? You only need to argue on one of the assumptions. So there, right? So there are two basic ways to explain why Tosfos breaks that tefillah. Either you're going to argue on assumption number one and say that smichas gula tefillah is a din not in tefillah, but rather a din in the geula. And if you think that smichas gula tefillah is a din in the geula, like in line with the Rabbi Yonah that we had the other day, so then you can say, since the focus is on the geula, so then it doesn't matter what the nature of the tefillah is going to be afterwards, right? As long as you have any tefillah, right, coming after the gula, that's the inyan of smichas gula tefillah. So one pshat in Tosfos who breaks that tefillah is because they think that smichas gula tefillah is a din in gula, and therefore the nature of the tefillah doesn't even matter. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say that no, even if they agree that smichas gula tefillah is a din in the tefillah, maybe they agree with the Raivin and the Rif that even the Manda Amr Tfilos Arvis Rishus holds that once Klal Yisrael accepts upon themselves the Davin Marv, so then we view Tfilos Arvis as a Cheftishal Tfilos Chuvah. So therefore, even if you, according to that second explanation, even if Tosfos think that Smichos Gula Tfila is a Din in the Tfila, but they can argue, it doesn't matter. Even if it's a Din in the Tfila, but our understanding a tefillah's arvis reshus is like the Rif and the Raivit. That once you accept upon yourself, or once Klal Yisrael accepts upon themselves to daven arvis, that's now a tefillah's chova, just like Shacharis and Mincha. And therefore, just like the tefillah's Shacharis requires smichas gula tefillah, so too tefillah's arvis is also going to require smichas gula the tefillah. And again, are there any indications in Shitas Tosfos? Right? Anywhere?
Now
say from elsewhere.
Oh.
What is Tosas Shita about Tfilas Arvis Rishus?
It's not actually Rishus, just connected.
Exactly, right? This is Tosas on Chavav Amin Aleph and Chav Zayin Amin Beis. Very much Shita Tosas is to downplay Tfilas Arvis Rishus. It says Tfilas Arvis Rishus Lav Davka. I mean, even right before you accept it upon yourself to daven Maariv, he says it only means Rishus in the sense that if it's a clash between Tfilas Arvus and another mitzvah Overis, you're going to go with the other mitzvah Overis, right? So that implies that from the perspective of Tfilas Arvus, even the Mandamer Tfilas Arvus Rishus still views Tfilas Arvus from a Chetzis of Tfilas standpoint as a full-fledged Tfilah. So therefore, it would make a lot of sense, Tosis Lashitaso, to say that even if you accept that Smichas Gula Tfilah is a Din and Tfilah, from the perspective of the Chetzis of Tfilah of Arvus, to view Tfilas Arvus as a Tfilas Chova, because Tosis Lashitaso, even pre, you know, Klal Yisrael being Mekabel, Tfilas Arvus and Chova, say, oh, it doesn't really mean Rishus, it's completely La Tafka. All right.
That we accepted it.
Again, presumably. Yeah, presumably. He's just commenting even before that, when the Gemara says, Tfilas Arvus or Shus, it's La Dafka.
Why do you assume that
Tfilas? I think everyone assumes that. So again, meaning, even the Riff, who says that post-Kabbalah, it's a Chova, admitted that pre-Kabbalah, it was a Rishus. Tosas even downplays the pre-Kabbalah. It says, even pre-Kabbalah, when we called it a Rishus, it really was a Chova. It's just, Rishus, Le'inyan, that it would lose to another Mitzvah of Eris. So therefore, it would seem mistaber, Tosas L'shitaso, to assume that Shitas Tosas is that we view Tfilas Arvus as an actual Chova. Yeah, Gabriel. A little louder. Hope you can hear me, because
in the Gemara itself, they tried to clarify that Rabbi Yochanan is holding it as a tefillah, and Shimon Levi is holding it in the kumah. And Tosfos was saying, look, Avraham Lapas is like Shimon Levi is holding it as a tefillah, and Tosfos is like Rabbi Yochanan is holding it as a tefillah.
Interesting. I have to work that out. I have to think about that, because you're saying now, again, that within, or we're saying now that Tosfos upaskin like by Rav Yochanan, that it is, you apply it at night, I were now saying that would make sense if it's Tfilas Arvus is, is a din in Tfilah. Well, we said it could be either one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to Shimon Ben Levi, I mean, those could be either one. That's what you're trying to explain, right? So you're saying from Rav Amargon. Rav Amargon is possibly like Rav Shimon Levi, so that makes a lot more sense if it's a din in tefillah. And we said Rav Shua ben Levi, based on yesterday's cheshbon, that it sounded, the fact that it is mechalik, at least from within the svarim on the Amar, or within the svarim on the Amar, made it sound like it was a din of geula. That's what you're saying? Again, because if you're passing like the other manda Amar, then you can get out of that. That was only within the svara, right? Within the cry, you're fine. Right? That's important to cheshbon now. That's an excellent tahara. Oh. So again, within the second mahalach that we apply in the Rishonim, that we apply smichas geula by Arvus. First, we had Tosfos. Again, you also have Rabbeinu Yonah. That's an important ha'ara here. So Rabbeinu Yonah turned to by Beis Amud Beis B'Daf Yerif. Seems like certain gemaras give him an aleph, but at least in mine, it's Beis Amud Beis. It's important to put these Rabbeinu Yonahs together. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah, in a very short piece. So, dear Maschel Umay, Yisrael David, do you have it? Right, Rabbeinu Yonah is commenting on why the Gemara only talks about Smichas Gula Tefila at Ma'ariv and sort of ignores it by Shachar's. So, what does he say? So what is he saying? Love Dafka. It's not Dafka Arvus. It's even Arvus. Meaning, even though Tfilas Arvus is Rishus, about peaking, you have a requirement of Smichas Gula Tfila. So obviously, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that these two things combined, right? You can hold on the one hand Tfilas Arvus Rishus, and yet hold that you require Smichas Gula Tfila. But in light of the fact that Rabbeinu Yonah is coming off the previous, right? What did Rabbeinu Yonah, which approach did Rabbeinu Yonah clearly adopt in the previous piece? That Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in the Gula. So it works out very nicely, L'shitaso, as we pointed out before. If you think that Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in the Gula, so then the nature of the Tefillah being a Rishus is not going to have any impact. So again, works out very nicely, Rabbeinu Yonah L'shitaso. This is right after the previous piece, where Rabbeinu Yonah right, portrayed Svichos Gula Tfila as a din in the Gula. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah Lashitas was again have no problem whatsoever with aligning the requirement of Svichos Gula Tfila with the Manda Amar Tfila's Arvis Rishus, because the nature of the Tfila is not going to have an impact, especially if you hold that Svichos Gula Tfila is a din in the Gula, because you just need to follow up the Gula with any type of Tfila, as again for the Rabbeinu Yonah, as an expression of Amuna, either as an expression of Avoda, but either way, the nature, the character of the particular tefillah, be a chuv or rishus, is not going to have an impact. So that works out beautifully, Rabbeinu Yonah Lishitasa. But the point to note, what is the Rambam Paskin? What is the Rambam Paskin in terms of Smichas Gula Tefillah at night? That you do need it, right? Come on, let's just finish up, right? Rabbeinu Yonah, sorry, Rambam, right, in Hilchos Tefillah Zayin Yud Ches. So the Rambam is like Tosvos, is like Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that tefillos, who says that Smichos Gula Tefillah is required at night. And the question is, well, what do you mean? The Reb Chaim's whole Shtikl Torah, Tefillos Arvis Rishus. But again, so what's the simple way to explain the Rambam? If you hold that, that again, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that Smichos Gula Tefillah is a din in the Gula, so that's not going to be a problem, not going to be a problem at all. So again, so even though, as we pointed out before, Rav Amram making the Tzaliyah has two assumptions. Number one, has an assumption regarding the nature of Tzvilas Arvas Rishus, and has an assumption regarding Smichas Gula Tzvila. So just because the Rambam agrees with the assumption regarding Tzvilas Arvas Rishus, it doesn't mean that he has to agree now with that other assumption, because the Rambam can say, Smichas Gula Tzvila is a din in the Gula, and therefore even though Tzvilas Arvas Rishus and the nature of the Tzvila is different, doesn't matter, because the focus Smichas Gula Tzvila is on the Gula. Are you question before? That was the other Rabbeinu Yonah. Meaning there are two Rabbeinu Yonahs. This Rabbeinu Yonah comes right after the one which mentioned that it's a din of Gula. Before he was working with Rav Haigel. That was a different piece. The point that Rabbeinu Yonah in different places is it's hard to bring stiras, but again here it's like mamish right after the other piece. You would assume there it's going ahead. Yeah.
Even if it's
a din of
Tzvila for the Rambam, is that so problematic? Meaning like...
Yeah, you're 100% right. I didn't mention this. I want to keep things a little cleaner. But as Gabriela pointed out in Seder, that it's still possible to hold. Right? It is still possible to hold. That even if you think that Smichos Gula Tefila is a din in the Tefila, you can still think that that still carries over to Tefilos Arvis, to Tefilos Nedava. You could still say that. So again, it's not mukhuk that the Rambam holds. That Smichos Gula Tefillah is a din in the Gula. So again, because, right, Gabriel, as you're saying in Seder, that even if you hold it's a din in Tefillah, you don't know which types of Tefillah necessarily have this din. So it could be that Rav Amram and the Rambam, let's say, both agree that it's a din in Tefillah, but what's in the Kuris HaMachokis is whether the type of Tefillah, i.e., whether it's Tefillah Snedava, is subject to this din. That's definitely a possibility. So, in a to your honor. Excellent. Okay, good. Just to point out, the Rush and the Shita Mikubetzes, again, I'll start with the Rush. The Rush in Simon Hay, says this befeirish, that even though we paskin Tfilos Arvis Rishus, we still hold of Smichas Gula Tfila at night. So again, like Tosvos. Again, both explanations could be applicable. And then again, the last, or the Rishonim, who paskin Tfilos Arvis, the Smichas Gula Tfila by Marv, is the Shita Mikubetzes. All right, we'll get back to this very soon. Shita Mikubetzes and Dalam and Beis, so you might as well keep him the ticking. So again, it says, oh, the fact that the Brisa supports Rav Yochanan, that shows that we paskin like Rav Yochanan, that Smichos Gula Tefillah applies at Mar. So again, Arkan developed in two different Mahalchim. Again, in terms of Rishonim, how do we paskin that Smichos Gula Tefillah at Mar? So you had Rav Amram going on the one hand who says that we paskin like Yeshua ben Levi, that you don't require Smichos Gula Tefillah at night. But all the other Rishonim, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rambam, Rosh, and Shita Mikubetzes, all passing like Rav Yochanan, that we do hold of Smichos Gula Tefillah at night. And many of them say, even though we paskin Tefillah's Arvis Rishos. Now let's spend the next 15 minutes discussing various potential nafkamina, right, nafkamina about whether you hold of Smichos Gula Tefillah at Marv. So we're going to go through a couple different nafkamina that come up in the Rishon. The first one is, whether you say, right, what is a part of Marv that some people say, some people don't say, and that's really is a potential nafkamina for this issue of Smichas Gula Tefillah. What's the paragraph? Exactly. You're right. Baruch Hashem Le'olam / Yiru Einim. So this is one of the big discussions that come up in the Rishonim, which is, right, the fact of Hashkiveinu, we'll get back, that's cool or Richta. We'll go, you know, that's fine. But the question is, there's this minug, long-standing minug, that after Hashkiveinu, you add another paragraph of Baruch Hashem Le'olam / Yiru Einim. The question is that appropriate to say, given the fact that you shouldn't be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah? So who are the Rishonim? Right? Who are the Rishonim who say that in a Hanami you should not say Yiru Einenu because of Smichos Geula Tefillah? Exactly. The Ramban quoted by the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, so we go back to Rabbeinu Yonah. Right after that other Rabbeinu Yonah. Dear Masla Yesh Lishol. Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Ramban. Or Tzami the Rabbeinu Yonah, sorry, quote the Ramban as actually not saying this paragraph because of this issue of Smichas Geula Letzfilah. Tzvi, do you have it? No? Yeah. See, do you want to be Yesh Lishol? Right. So again, Bishlama Hashkiveinu. Right. That's Gula Richta. The Gemara dealt with that. But the paragraph afterwards, that seems to be absent. Therefore, it says Rabbeinu Yonah. Bila Omra. Right. In Hanami, basically, some Chachamim definitely omitted it, refrained from saying it. Kachaya Min Hago Shel. Exactly. Shemori HaRamban. Oh, so you have the Ramban quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah. And you also have the Rashba quoting, again, who does the Rashba quote as not saying this? The Rashbam, right? The Rashba also quotes, he quotes many Gedolim, and including within that is the Rashbam. So again, who omits Baruch Hashem Le'olam? Because it's a problem of Smichas Geula Letzvilah. So you have the Ramban, you have the Rashbam, quoted by the Rashba, all saying that because we pass in Somech Geula Letzvilah by Marv, you should not say that. Yeah. What? Yeah, he doesn't mention it. Yeah, that's a good point. He doesn't mention it. I know people who actually, like I personally don't say it. I don't. My father-in-law doesn't say, you know, Baruch Hashem Olam for this reason. So there are people who I think the Rav didn't. Again, because of to be makbin and some echulut tefila, so therefore you shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Olam.
Sorry,
it's wrong. What? What do you do with
Kaddish?
Oh, so it seems like the Kaddish is different. That's more of a tama. To tefillah. That's a good question. But there is a group of Rishonim who say that you should say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, but the question of why, again, there are two different reasons. So again, the second mahalach is that you should say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, but again, there are two different versions of why. So the first version, what's the most basic explanation for why? Ben, what's the most basic explanation for why you would say Baruch Hashem Le'olam and you wouldn't mind the Hafsaka? Okay. Okay, that's one version is Gula Rechta. What's the more pasha one? Is it there's no Smichas Geula Tefillah, right? The simplest explanation for why you could say it is because we paskin, like Rav Shua ben Levi, that you don't need, right? That you don't need Smichas Geula Tefillah at Marv. So again, anyone remember who says this? The Rashba quotes this as a day. What? Yeah, I mean, it's particularly in relation to Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Right, and particularly in terms of what to justify Baruch Hashem Le'olam, right, the Rashba has a day. Anyone have a Rashba? Right, so after quoting Rashbam as not saying it, the Rashba says about Misha Omran. Have you sold David? Yeah. So it sounds like what the Rashba is saying, that the Minog, those who say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, it's because they hold Tfilos Arvis Rishus, and therefore, Eliyahu, what's the end of the sentence? Since Tfilos Arvis Rishus, therefore there's no requirement of Smichas Geula Tefillah by Marav. So again, the Rashba in this Deya, again, justifies the Minog to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam by saying, there's no Smichas Geula Tefillah by Marav. Who else says this? Not only the Rashba, but the which other Rishon gives this justification? Shita Mikbetas. Right? The Shita Bekbetzes also has this. The way to justify Baruch Hashem La'olam is by saying that you don't require Smichos Gula Tefillah. It's important that the Shita has a couple of Ha'aros. Anyone have the Shita? You have the Shita? Anyone have the Shita Bekbetzes there? And he says, Umisha Omer, as we got it. I'll start reading, you'll take over. Shita Bekbetzes says, Umisha Omer Osa, right? Those who say it, Somech al Masha Amur Lekaman, the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, and therefore Rav Yochanan Debai Mismach, therefore Rav Yochanan holds the Somech Lu Tfilas, Saber Tfilas Arvis Chova, but Va'anan lo Sfir Lan Hachi, Velo Ech Baslan, but we who, right, must be that we hold the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, and therefore there's no requirement of Smichas Gula Tfila, and therefore that's how you justify, right, the saying Baruch Hashem La'ola. So again, both the Rashba and the Shita justify the practice to say Baruch Hashem La'olam by saying, must be that we don't require Smichas Gula Letzfilah. But then the Shita has an important Ara. Again, if you're holding that we don't require Smichas Gula Letzfilah, so what do you have to contend with? What was the biggest Raya that we do require Smichas Gula Letzfilah? The Braisa. The Braisa says, Kori Kriyashma Umispal. And the Gemara says that was a Raya to Rav Yochanan. So how can we just say that we don't pass him like Rav Yochanan? It's against the Braisa. So remember how the Shita deals with that? You have the line, Ezra? Okay, so what's that line say?
It only proves that it's not Tfilah Bem Sefik, not that we do pass him like Smichas Gula Tefillah.
Okay, explain. What does that mean? Don't they go hand in hand? Isn't Tfilah Bem Sefik just the opposite of Smichas Gula Tefillah? And that was Rav Shur ben Levi. Rav Shur ben Levi says Tfilas be'emsa. So what's the chilek that the Shita is making?
That maybe that's just saying that you have to say Kriyashma first, then
very important. The Shita is highlighting there are two different dinim at play here. There's a question of seder, of order, of Kriyat Shema, and then Tzvila. And there's a second question of hefsek, right? So again, if you remember when we were introducing the sugya, we were pointing out that, right, the point that you from Tetzim of Beis, there's an Indian Lechatzchila. So then you get the Dalam of Beis and you get the Seder. And then you got to Membezim and Aleph, where you saw not only is the Seder, but it's also this issue of Hefsek. So we were differentiating between these different aspects of Smichas Gula Tefillah, because that becomes very important for the Shita Mikbetzes. Shita Mikbetzes is saying, all you know from the Braisa is the Seder of Kriyat Shema and then Tefillah. But says the Shita, you don't know that there is an Indian of not being mafsik. So, and again, the only issue that Baruch Hashem La'olam brings up is the issue of hefsik, because even if you're saying Baruch Hashem La'olam, you're still saying Kriyat Shema and then Amida. It's just you're being mafsik in between. So this is an important nekuda of the Shita Mikbetzes, which is really highlighting that there are two different aspects of Somech Ulutvila. There's the Seder HaDvarim, and then there, I guess, you know, there's Elisha's Lashon on this, the Smichos HaDvarim, which is to make sure that there's no Hefsik. The Shita Mikbetzes is pointing out that you can hold up one and not the other. Fine. Oh. So far, in terms of those who are justifying the recitation of Baruch Hashem Ba'olam, so one version of that, you call 2a, is to justify it by saying, because we don't hold the Smichos Gula Tefillah. And we'll get to Eliyahu in a second, but what's the other way to justify it? What's the other way to justify that? Say, no, you can say Baruch Hashem La'olam, even if you hold the Smichos Gula Tefillah by Marv. Why? Why is it not a hefsek? Exactly, because the Geula Arichta is important. Who applies Geula Arichta even to a Baruch Hashem La'olam? Tosos, excellent. So this is Tosos, and we're going to get back to this, because this is... We're going to do a separate part of the sugya in terms of understanding what Geula Richta is. Again, not all Rishonim are willing to do this, but Tosfos L'Shitaso has a certain conception of Geula Richta that you could even extend it to Baruch Hashem La'olam. Right, Yaakov, let's go back to the beginning of Tosfos. Yeah. And it's an implicit kasha. How can we say it? We're passing like right, the Dira Maschel. We're passing. Shouldn't we be following Rabbi Yochanan to require Smichas Gula Tefillah? So what's his answer?
Yeah.
Right. So again, we'll get back to this later. But Tosas is a very unique take on Gula Richta. What's his take? That as long as there is a Takanas Chachamim, Memela, it's Gula Richta. We have to explain what that means. Like, why would that be the case? Right? Even if the Takana has nothing to do with Gula, Tosas seems to assume once there's a Takana, Gula Richta. We'll see. I don't think that's pshat, but we'll get back to that. Tosas seems to be assuming that his conception of Gula Richta or Tfila Richta is anytime there's a Takana Chachamim, the Mela is not a problem. So the Tosas, based on that conception, can say, oh, we can justify the recitation of Baruch Hashem La'olam even if you hold of Smichas Gula Tfila. Even if you hold Tosas Shitaso that you require Smichas Gula Tfila by Ma'arv, Afal Pikin, it's not going to be a problem of Hepsik. So just to summarize, when it comes to Baruch Hashem La'olam, you have, right, approach number one is that it shouldn't be said. We had this in the Ramban, we had the Rashbam, because they said, Smichas Gula Tfila by Ma'arv, and there's a Hepsik. Shouldn't say it. That was approach number one. Approach number two is that you should say it, but the two different versions. Why should you say it? Right? The first version, 2a, is that you could say it because, like Rav Amram, there's no need for Smichas Gula Tefila by Ma'arif. That's one way to justify it. 2b is, like Tosos, that you justify it even if you hold the Smichas Gula Tefila. It's not a problem of Hefzik because it's considered Gula Arichta, but we're just pointing out that itself has a certain assumption about what Gula Arichta is. That even if it's not related to the theme of Geula, came to Takin Rabbanon, that alone solves the problem. We'll get back to that part. Yeah, Boaz. Rambam Gom doesn't himself talk about, you know, Yuri.
Yeah, I know, but he talks about the Kaddish to prove it. So
yeah.
Can he also say that's a Geula Rista?
We'll get back to that. Again, that's going to be my focus about how do you understand Gula Richta. But we'll get back to that. In the 2 minutes we have left, the other Nafkamina, so again, the first Nafkamina about Smichas Gula Tefila by Marv was this issue about Yiru Einenu and Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. What's the other potential Nafkamina? What were the other things that are said, Gabriel? Exactly, those Psukim of Vishamru or Vaidaber Moshe, Mo'odei Hashem, right? Question, whether you add these special Psukim on Shabbos and Yontif. So again, we're going to see this in Machlokes, right, about whether they should be said. Which is the Shita, right? Who quotes the Shita that in a Chanami, you shouldn't say it because of Samach Gula L'Tzvila? Who says that? Shulchan Aruch Rav, right? The first Bavitcher Rebbe, right? Shulchan Aruch Rav says that in a Chanami, you should omit those Psukim. Does Chabad actually not say it? Anybody hold it?
I was saying Nishay.
What?
Nishay Leib.
They don't say it. Interesting.
Oh,
interesting. Okay, so Chabad, right, should not say it. You shouldn't say it because it's a hefsik. Pash pshat. If we paskin Smichas Gula Tefila by Marv, why would you be adding these psukim, which are mafsik, between the gula and the tefila? But, normative, I didn't mean that in that way, right? The tour, I'll just, without any description, right? The tour, Paskins, that you could say, and it's a fascinating tour. The tour says that you could say Vishamru, but it's a very fascinating explanation. Why does the tour say that you should say Vishamru? Exactly, it's Ke'en Gul. Beautiful idea. That it's not a problem with Smichas Gula Tefila. Of course you need Smichas Gula Tefila by Marv, says the tour. But it's not a problem, it's not a hefsik, because Vishamru is Me'en Gula. How is it Me'en Gula, Yaakov? If Kal Yisrael keeps Shabbos, and then it's going to maybe Gula. So the Torah, in a very creative twist, says there's no problem of saying the Pasuk of Vishamru, because Vishamru is Me'ein Gula. And who, after the Torah, extends the same type of Yisod to the other Pesukim? The Levush. The Levush beautifully says that, right, the Pesukim by Rosh Hashanah, by the Shalosh Regalim and Yom Kippur, they are all not a problem of being Mavzik, Ben Gula, Letfila, because they're all Ke'ein Gula. And we'll get back to it, maybe we'll read it inside later on when we get to the sugya of Tefila Gula Richta. But again, to the Tur and the Vush, right, both agree that there is a requirement to Smichas Gula Tefila by Marv, but they justify the recitation of those psukim because they think that those are all Ke'en Gula, and therefore not Mafsik. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Yeah.
Can I ask?